Monday, a welcome sunny morning on 29th of November 2010 in Oroville. Some news and announcements from Oroville Radio and an interview. And today's weather outlook shows a chance of rain, scattered clouds, a bit hazy, a high of 29 degrees Celsius, winds northeasterly at 21 kilometers per hour. The heat index is 32 degrees. Tonight, a drop in temperature to 25. Listen now to an excerpt from a talk by the chairman of the Oroville Foundation, Dr. Karan Singh, during his interaction with the community during the recent meetings held in Bharat Nevis with the International Advisory Council and the Governing Board.
I'm not going to give you a rundown of what we did. I just want to make a few general remarks. There are two aspects to the Oroville experiment, the outer and the inner. With the outer experiment, I have been extremely encouraged by this, by these meetings we've had. Because for the first time, I have noticed that there is a new dynamism, there is a new momentum. The whole structure for building the township is beginning to take form. We are envisaging a town development council, which would take upon itself the task, the very difficult task of building the city in phases over the next many years. And I was also happy to learn about the educational work that is being done here. There was a detailed presentation on education, which is something which has always interested me. And also, our outreach programs. I was frankly surprised to learn the extent of our outreach programs. The fact that we've reached all the way to Adyar. On the Adyar River, we have a project going. I don't think people outside of Oroville really know that Oroville is making these sorts of contributions. So one of the suggestions I have made is that we should come out with a pamphlet detailing what it is that Oroville is doing for the rest of the country, not only for Oroville. Because the impression shouldn't be that the Orovillians are only looking inwards and trying to develop their own city. They've got to be able to serve the region, the state, and ultimately the nation and the world ultimately. So that was very impressive, that whole outreach presentation that we were given. Then we were given detailed proposals and detailed presentations regarding various other aspects of the development of Oroville, the infrastructure, the various. Luckily, there was no problem this time. Usually, when I come here, I am confronted with a series of problems. This time, I've been confronted with a series of solutions. That's a very pleasant change. You know, better. That's a very pleasant change because, these problems always took up a lot of energy, whereas now that energy can be put into constructive work and into building the city.
The International Advisory Council presents a roundtable discussion today at 5 o'clock at the old Foundation office in Bharat Nevis, in which there will be a report of their meetings by members of the International Advisory Council. Srimati Astor Patel of the Governing Board will also be present. Following this interaction, there'll be a roundtable discussion on the theme of increasing relevance of Oroville in a world on the brink. This will mark the beginning of an event coming up in the early part of next year, Mutation 2, a clearing. Well, it's in good health that the way to transformation is found, stated the mother, which is the reason for another 7-session pranayama workshop as part of well-being, presented at Bharat Nevis from the 1st of December on Wednesday through the 7th following Tuesday. It will be from 7 to 8 a.m. at the Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity. This workshop introduces easy-to-do exercises based on yoga for flexibility and toning, 8 simple but powerful pranayama practices, yoga nidra, which is deep relaxation to let go of stress and recharge, an inner healing and cleansing practice, as well as dietary principles for well-being. The outcome of the workshop? Enjoy a new level of well-being by practicing what you learn in about 30 minutes a day. The facilitator, J.V. Avadanulu, J.V. for short, continues to facilitate workshops and retreats such as well-being, being well, holistic healing, holistic being, stress management, emotional freedom, happiness, and compassionate communication. So far, more than 800 people have participated in his programs in Oroville. And here's something from Don Miguel Ruiz from his book, The Four Agreements. Be impeccable with your word. It means speak with integrity. Say only what you mean and avoid using your word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Your word has power. Use it in the direction of truth and love. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Marlenka on microphone in studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Feel free to contact orovilleradio.org for any questions or comments, and we thank you for listening.